NPR's business news starts in the cloud. Our tech reporting team has its collective head in the cloud this week. The Supreme Court heard oral arguments yesterday in a case concerning over-the-air television being stored in the cloud. A startup company called Aereo lets customers access broadcast TV shows through computers, smartphones, and tablets. Broadcasters say they're stealing content. Here's NPR's Steve Henn.
This may sound kind of crazy, but in some ways, the question before the Supreme Court yesterday was this. Is Aereo more like a cable company, or is it more like my grandfather? My granddad was born in Oklahoma around the turn of the last century. He grew up in the West, and as he got older, he loved watching Westerns.
You follow him. I'll hunt you down and kill you. Every mother's son of you.
And he'd record them right off the TV.
He would sit there with a remote.
That's my Uncle Arthur.
You know, be ready to start it when the time came and keep shutting it on and off. And we see little bits of commercials.
Over the years, he created a collection of 400 or 500 movies. And this was all legal because he was recording them for himself and playing them at home. Aereo says they're really helping people do exactly what my granddad did. But instead of VHS tapes stored in a closet, Aereo rents folks a high-tech antenna and stores their shows in the cloud.
We're confident that the court understood that when a person watching over-the-air broadcast television in his or her home is engaging in a private performance and not a public performance, that would implicate the Copyright Act.
That's David Frederick, Aereo's lawyer, after the Supreme Court argument yesterday. But Paul Clement, who represented broadcasters, argued that Aereo is really acting a lot more like a cable company than like my grandfather.
A service cannot provide live TV over the internet to thousands of paying strangers without engaging in a public performance. It really is as simple as that.
And by law, when a cable company sells you a TV package, they have to pay the broadcasters for the public performance rights to rebroadcast those over-the-air shows. Broadcasters earn billions of dollars each year selling these rights. And that is what's at stake in this case. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.